Good morning, everybody, or I guess if you're watching this in the afternoon, a good afternoon to you. It is Tuesday, the week of the Bermuda Championship, and just a few more weeks left in what we would call this golf season. It is the wraparound season, the fall swing for the PGA Tour. They end their season in September and start right again, and well, we're going to be bringing you through the end of the fall swing, which has a couple more weeks after this. We got the Bermuda, then we got the Mayakoba. Then we got Houston, and then we're pretty much done until the first of the year when we come back to Hawaii in the Tournament of Champions. That is a great event, a great way to start off the new year in the golf year. Sadly, I won't be attending this year like I have in years past. Got a new kid and kind of hard to get out to Hawaii with a newborn. But nonetheless, I want to thank Prize Picks, the sponsor of this short form video or video on demand, if you will. If you haven't checked out Prize Picks, go over and check out their player props based contest. It's for all sports. You can even get Frisbee golf in there. Maybe you heard Eric and I talk about it on our PGA DFS strategy show. And you don't need to worry about ownership or anything like that. What you do is you pick anywhere between 2 and 5 props. Pretty easy, like over or under on the passing yards for the quarterbacks on Thursday night game. And if you go all the way up to 5 props, you can get 10 extra money. Plus, you can get $100 deposit free by using promo code AWESOMO. So check that out. Thanks to Prize Picks for the continued support here. So let's go ahead and jump in to my PGA DFS top picks and fades for the Bermuda Championship. I'm going to go very high level quickly of my week last week. Matt Jones, Charlie Hoffman, Cameron Tringale all played pretty well. Tringale came in second. They were my fade, so that wasn't good. On my plays, Matsuyama and Munoz. Well, if I had just mentioned those two, a win in a fourth place, man, that's pretty good. But when you throw in Chesson Hadley, Carlos Ortiz, Garrett Kigo, 1 withdrew and 2 finished outside of the top 60, it wasn't a good week. So let's go ahead and bounce back this week. We're going to start off with our three fades. Hank Lebioda is the first one. Now, listen, Lebioda went through a fantastic part of the season last season. Had some finishes that came out of nowhere. Had some good starts here as well in Bermuda, 16th and 3rd. But recently, the putter has gone cold and everything else looks poor. Now, obviously, coming to a place where he's played good twice before, maybe that'll give him a little bit of motivation. But for me, I'm going to take the other road. As we look at his strokes gain ranks, 145th off the tee, 51st on the approach, 98th around the green, and 27th putting. It was a great putting year for him. He's actually only one of 2 golfers. I mentioned 8 here, 3 fades, 5 plays. That have strokes gained information. All the rest are either golfers that don't have it or don't have it yet. One of those is Alex Smalley, who's 7,600 and has had a pretty good start to the season, 47th and 31st in those two events before the CJ Cup, the Vegas Swing, and of course the Sanderson Farms. But for me, 15% owned at 7,600, I just think it's too much. He has played good, don't get me wrong. But I'm going to take the other side. There's plenty of other golfers in this area that I like, or even going down cheaper to say to like Bo Hostler, who I'll talk about in a minute. The next thing I want to fade, it's got to be one of the golfers over 10,000. You can't play them all. There's just not enough room in the salary cap or in your lineups. So this week, I'm going to go with a ballsy stance and fade Mito Pereira, coming in at 10,500 and 19% owned. One of the main reasons why I'm going to do that is he's the worst putter of golfers priced over 10,000. You got Bezuidenhout, you got Patrick Reed, you got Matthew Fitzpatrick, all golfers that are fantastic with the putter. And you need that here. As we've seen from Brian Gay and Brendan Todd, the two winners, that's pretty much all they do in their golf games is putt very well. So for me, I'll take the other side of Mito Pereira this week. Talking about putting and good putting, gained a career high 9.5 strokes a couple of weeks ago when he did play. He's taken the last few weeks off, though. He's coming to Bermuda for the third time in a row, or third year, I should say, 26th and 24th in his first two appearances. But for Hostler, he had a good end of the season last season, getting his tour card back, just making the playoffs. So we look at his strokes gain rank on why he was doing it, 95th off the tee. But the irons, they were starting to pick up at the end of the last season, which is why he had better finishes. 184th, though, for the year. Not great. 112th around the green and 61st putting. So for Bo Hostler, I think we've got some good form. We've got some good momentum with the flat stick. Let's see if we can carry it over into this week. Speaking of good momentum with the flat stick, Steven Yeager, that's pretty much all he did on the Korn Ferry Tour last year, is come in the top 5. Now, it's been a little bit of a struggle on his second go-around on the PGA Tour for his first couple of starts, but this is a good spot to play Yeager, where driving accuracy is really not going to matter all that much. He does struggle off the tee, but he gets so hot with the putter. So I want to take a long look at him this week at 8,400, just 11% owned. Did miss the cut a couple of weeks ago in Vegas. 26 before that, though, definitely has a tremendous amount of upside. Speaking of upside, my next two golfers, I guess you could say my next three golfers, well, they're all coming primarily from the European Tour. Let's start off with Guido Migliozzi, the Italian who made waves through the U.S. Open, coming in, man, it looked like he was going to win that event for a little bit, which would have been crazy. Came in the top five there, backed it up with a good finish at the Travelers on the sponsor exemption. And here, playing off of this new category, if you will, for these alternate field events where they allow some Europeans in, Guido is one of them. Now, he didn't have a great start a couple of weeks ago when Matthew Fitzpatrick won, but a 17th before that for Guido. So the form shouldn't be too far out. Plus, at 8,700, not coming in off of good form, not many people want to roster him. So I love that. I'll take a look, hard look at Guido this week, 8,700. My second European that I want to take a look at is Thomas Dietrich, who can go absolutely nuclear with that putter. You're going to need that here this week, just 6% owned as well, as he's not in great form. He's got a bunch of missed cuts, but also two top sixes in his last six or seven events. So the upside is there, but so is the downside. So I like the risk reward here for Dietrich at 8,906% owned. All right, my last guy, my stud that I want to play more so than anybody this week, or at least up above 10,000, likely going to be my highest allocation of the week, is Christian Bezuidenhout. This guy has been the model of consistency for what feels like well over a year now. Got his PGA Tour card through the Korn Ferry Tour Finals, and getting a start here this week at a course where could be an absolute ideal fit for him. Heavy emphasis on the putter, not a heavy emphasis on the off the tee game, a heavy emphasis on the iron game, and this fits all into Bezuidenhout. Plus, Bezuidenhout has three top 10s in the past 12 weeks, no missed cuts either. So he really is what I would feel the most comfortable playing the field. Typically, I would go to Patrick Reed in this sense, only being 10,400, but since he's come back from his injury and his sickness, he just hasn't been as good. So, okay, that's going to do it for the top picks and fades for the Bermuda Championship. Just in case I talked a little too fast for you, let's go fades first again. Lebioda, Smalley, Pereira, then the plays, Hostler, Jaeger, Migliozzi, Dietrich, and Bezuidenhout. All right, folks, that is going to do it. Thanks again to Prize Picks for sponsoring this video on demand. I will be back for the Mayakoba Classic next week. Actually, a really fun event. Good golf course as well. Still no shot tracker like we have this week. So until next week, everybody, good luck, and we'll see you on the other side. Cheers.